You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so large.
Hello, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Alchemist Club. I'm Joe, your host, and the boss of you. Joining me here today, we have...
Daniel, playing Chef League.
Kale, playing Desmond.
I'm Zach, and I play Fall Rock.
I'm Matt, and I play Leolin.
Waffle playing Tarjux.
I'll have you know I'm phoning it in.
Your agent is going to hear about this.
Shit.
Welcome back. We didn't get any fan mail in the 2 to 3 minute break that we took between episodes. Patches, get on it.
Flacking, bro.
So who wants to recap what happened last time?
Found a really interesting piece of paper.
I can't stop thinking about that magazine.
I know, me neither. We had to leave it, too.
It's just, like, ancient highlights. Newsweek.
We inoculated ourselves and then descended down into the foundry, which appears to be a place where they create adamantine golems. 12 feet tall, made of the good stuff. What's not to love? We alternately walked, flew, or tumbled our way down various sets of stairs where we found some stuff like free adamantine beads or golem assembly room number 4 or the waiting room. And then we went into a garden and we interrogated an unhelpful tree.
The tree was very helpful, excuse you.
The tree was in on it.
It told us the key looked like a flower.
And that was me being nice, because Speak with Plants technically only lets you ask plants about things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
Oh.
Good to know. We talked to the plant. The plant guided us begrudgingly towards the true identity of a flower that we needed to open a door, and we opened the door, and now we will descend further.
I guess we should be on, like, high alert, because if somebody came through here and used that key in the last 24 hours, they might still be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everybody sneak, alright?
Sneaky sneak.
No.
27.
Okay.
16.
22.
I'm not sneaking.
I'm not sneaking.
And then we go downstairs.
I am ignoring Pass Without Trace.
Okay. So there's a staircase.
Yeah.
Are you going down the staircase?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of never just... met a staircase I didn't go down.
That's not true.
Do shadows return once we left the garden?
Yeah, the lights don't extend much further than the entry to the stairs.
Name two Before staircases we... I haven't gone down.
The Stairway to Hell.
Waffle.
And the Stairway to Heaven. Got him!
I mean, those are both true on a very literal level. You haven't found them, for one thing. But also, this is episode 235? In the 235 plus hours of Alchemist Club, I guarantee you there are at least two staircases that you have not descended.
And before we go on, I'm going to suggest that we hooty hooty get booty the plant life that we just passed by, because that's going to prove to be very useful information for our plant bio friends.
Oh, you're so right.
You're right.
Yeah, I
maybe we even
there,
take
I
some samples.
No, I think we have to leave them here, because I'm not sure the samples would survive the trip back up.
Well, we can
they'll be like desiccated, yeah, but they'll still be of use, I'm sure.
Oh, like book pressings, though.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Any of you carrying around tomes? I guess Waffle is. Did you bring it with you?
I bring it everywhere. You never know when you're going to have an uninterrupted 45 minutes.
The elven romance novel from episode
right, of course.
One.
okay, but you would ruin the samples by putting them in that book.
I love that it would be the samples that are getting ruined.
Yeah.
Like the smut would osmosis out of
yeah,
the
it would.
Anyways, I take some pictures, I take some video of the plants, and then I pick a couple of them and just put them in like a glass vial.
Okay. Roll a D percent for me.
Oh. Yes. 33.
Okay. Yes, this happens.
Cool.
You're also hootie hootie get bootying the area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm taking lots of
pictures and video.
And video yeah. evidence.
Okay.
Nice.
As you are taking video of the whole area, Terrajux, you notice that something is happening to the Memno fluid. It's like it's glitching, basically.
Mm.
Like something you are recording is corrupting the data.
Oh no.
Oh.
I wonder what it could be.
Yeah.
I finish the recording and go, all right, no more of that. Let's move on. Horrors beyond my comprehension. Neat.
Yay.
I go downstairs. Swan dive downstairs.
Okay. It's a very long swan dive.
I air a Cochran dive after him.
The staircase is very long. The swan dive is very short because it, again, is a switchback staircase. So you swan dive and, like, there's just a wall, like, 15 steps down.
I swan dive into a handstand.
And then backflip.
And then, yeah, pivot and continue the swan dive.
I love how you're able to do that after tripping down multiple flights of steps very recently.
No, that was
flying
just a slight
trip, though. Mistake.
You gotta remember, he's flying down the stairs.
Yeah, he's not sneaking anymore. Air quotes around sneaking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you head down the stairs, and you finally find yourself in a large chamber. There are lit sconces on the walls, but they're not lit with fire. They're lit with magical illumination, obviously. This chamber is littered with toppled, fallen down, broken, damaged adamantine golems. They are scattered about the floor. Some of them seem to have sunk into the floor somehow. You're not really sure what that's all about. They're at odd angles. They're in pieces. At least one has been vertically bisected.
What was bisected vertically?
An adamantine golem.
Oh no. Well, this is our first opportunity to see what the golems are armed with, like, weapon-wise, yeah?
Like, I mean, yeah,
they need to be armed with something?
Let me finish describing the room.
Sure.
No.
Okay. You don't get to know what's happening, and the enemy that attacks you is going to get a surprise round.
Ah, shit! Bring your worst!
No, this is not how we do this.
Kill me, I'm here! Do it now!
I'd like to know more about the room, please.
There is one large door that has a lot of those kind of geometric swirly doot-doos surrounding them. There is a line of text that you are too distant to read, unless Falrock has also acquired, like, super zoom contact lenses or something that I'm not aware of.
No, I have not.
No, but we should get
binoculars.
I'll get those next time we're at a shop.
Spy glasses are pretty cheap, actually.
Very large door. The stone is also carved with the geometric patterns. And standing in front of it is an adamantine golem that is at least twice as tall as the ones that you have seen previously.
Oh.
Adamantine Prime.
Uh-huh. It carries in one hand a sword. The other appears to be some sort of like self-loading crossbow. And there is a pulsing light at the center of the torso.
What color is the light?
It is a pure and shining white.
Okay. All right. That's trouble. That means it's powered up. Trouble. We all know that Ultraman's chest glows red when he's out of power.
Oh.
No, that's stupid. Ignore me.
Go read the wall.
Yeah, I'd like to get a little bit closer, but move carefully.
Pass without trace.
Oh, true. I can roll for stealth.
Pass without trace.
Is it reacting to us entering the room?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. I rolled a 25 on my stealth to cross the room.
I'm gonna stay at the door. I am not crossing the room.
Yeah, you and Desmond stay at the door.
I'm crossing the room.
I got a total of 35. I go through shadows.
26.
Okay. So, explain to me how you are crossing the room. Tell me what you're doing.
I'm actually flying noiselessly. Okay.
I was planning to go up on a wall, yeah, to avoid the wreckage as much as possible. Are there, like, marks of battle in the wall?
There are some of the damaged or broken golems that are kind of leaning against the wall. One has a sword stuck in the wall, because it's adamantine. There are occasionally large adamantine crossbow bolts that are wedged into the wall as well.
Okay.
I'm passing through shadows all the way through.
So. Okay.
I just like to try to avoid as much as possible while crossing on
the walls. What are you attempting to accomplish by crossing the room?
Get within range.
Get to the other side.
Okay.
Does you an ice spyglass so you could read it from further away?
It's a little late for that.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, so Falrock is like jogging in circles on the ceiling over the golem. Laylin pops out of its shadow a little bit. And Chet is just kind of flying around Falrock. Like, is that the vibe here?
I mean,
on the other side of the room, it's just the runes.
It's the runes are around a door.
Okay.
Oh well, that's what I'm flying to read the runes.
You can't read the golem. Runes, and the golem is directly in front of the door.
Well, I'm at the runes, and Chet is saying to himself, "Oh, okay, yes, this is loser, loser, double loser, as if whatever. Hey, I guess my finger slipped. Get the picture, duh."
And
what
then
does that mean?
Perforated by 100 crossbow bolts.
Ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk.
It makes sense
closer
now.
To it, I want to inspect the. I just want to get a closer look at the ring of light or whatever on its waist.
It doesn't. So it's not a ring of lights. It's like Iron Man's arc reactor.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it's.
Does it look like it? Something that's sitting in there, or
as far as you can tell, there's just straight up a hole in the chest that the light is coming out of.
Gotcha.
And when I say chest, it's also kind of its head because it doesn't really have a head. It's not built to the normal humanoid body plan.
Got it.
Hello, Miss Ari. Have you come to destroy the party? She says yes.
She bats a d20. It rolls up nat 20.
Mm-hmm.
Rocks
the golem. The golem wakes up and explodes.
Yeah.
And I'm way out of the blast radius, just dusting my hands. Like, well, that was easy. Desmond, let's go pick up the scraps of meat.
Let me get my suppositories.
A bowl of you to assume there's anywhere to put them.
No. We can sculpt one.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know.
I hate that. You want to know what I hate more? Is that my brain was initially like, you wouldn't have any way of making sure that all of the sculpture is from the same person.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh.
We'd have to go off taste.
Luckily, Chet has a very distinctive taste.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
It must be Chet. You go to another, you're like, oh, spicy.
Anyway, we're going to move on past that, please and thank you. Okay, so you've all flown over to the golem and are, like, trying very hard not to be noticed.
Yep.
Good job.
Are these glyphs or runes? Can I read them?
You can read them.
Okay.
And
what do they say?
They say, through this door lies a source of strength and a source of change. Be prepared.
Oh, okay. I read that aloud.
Okay. The golem starts to shift and move because you are standing right over its head.
Yeah.
Yep. And I need everybody to roll initiative, please.
And I shout, what?
Well, that's an 18 for me.
Ooh, 19.
I would like to remind you that as he was reading, as he was starting to say he was going to read that, I said, I go back. Uh-huh. So,
I did hear that, yes.
Okay.
Desmond,
I'm not like directly under its crotch. Like,
Chad, what did you get?
I actually got a 20.
Dirty,
not naturally. 20. Yeah.
Falrock,
17.
And Terrajux,
6.
And
you're done.
Leyland,
13.
What teen?
13.
That's awfully low for you.
I know.
Rolled an 8 plus 5.
Let's see. I'm going to need many dice for this fight. Okay. Dear listeners, please enjoy some hold music by Terrajux while we organize the initiative.
Da 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 da. Your call is important to us. Please remain on the line. A representative will be with you shortly. Your call is important to us. Please remain on the line. A representative will be with you shortly.
Did you know? We have a new callback function. Yeah. Press pound to enter in your phone number so you can receive a call back when a representative is available to speak with you.
We're sorry. We are currently experiencing a larger than normal volume of adamantine golems. Your call is important to us. We will get back to you as soon as a representative is available.
All right. Chad, you're up first.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you.
So Chet is going to just immediately wild shape into a young white dragon.
Neat. Okay.
And that's an action, so like I mean
that's it. Double neat.
I can't attack.
Okay.
Oh, as a bonus action, I'm going to slap down my my spirit totem. I'm going to choose the does temporary health point, do those stack?
They absolutely do not.
Right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing about temp HP.
Yeah. So I'm going to choose the wolf spirit totem.
Mm-hmm.
So that heal spells on targets in the aura grant healing to any targets in the area equal to my druid level. And also you get advantage on detecting creatures in the aura.
Neat.
And I will end my turn.
You detect an adamantine golem.
There's just a spirit wolf in the middle of the room. Kind of ghostly looking. Wispy.
It's a good dog. Okay. Next up is Desmond.
Are we just fighting the one right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. I'm going to cast Grease at its feet.
Grease. Grease at its feet. Excellent. It is done.
Okay.
Nice little 10-foot square of grease.
Underneath like 1 foot. All right. If it moves, I got him.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm going to position myself away from its back. So that I don't get crushed when it falls.
You are, as far as I know, on the other side of the room, and it's like 50 feet away.
Oh, well then, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Falrock, get him.
It is Falrock's turn, yeah. You're just on the ceiling over its head.
You're muted.
Falrock? Falrock is mute. It might be...
Apologies.
Yeah.
Dogs were barking. Can I make a strength check to just like try and knock it over? With if there's grease under a foot, can I like put it off balance?
You could try.
Okay.
This is like probably like a size 3 creature.
It's 30 feet tall, but it's also humanoid, so it's like it's not that broad.
Okay.
So I would say it takes up about 10 feet square.
Oh, okay, so large.
Yeah.
Alright.
Large, yeah, but tall.
Well, that's a 23.
Okay. So you push, and let me make an opposed check. I'm glad I got a natural one there. And yeah, so you like give it a push and you give it your all of the strength that your belt can provide you. And you feel the foot that the leg that you're pushing slip on the grease, and the whole golem just kind of lands on its butt.
Okay.
So now it's only 15 feet tall.
Fantastic. It's further away from me then. I'm going to go back across the ceiling towards the center of the room so I can be in front of it with the rest of the gang.
Okay.
But I figure that's action and move, so that's me.
Action and move. Now it is Leolin's turn.
Alright, so indeed. Something I haven't done before. So cast. So you can see some beam of like shadowy energy just shoot out from Leolin towards the creature and kind of like binding it to him, and if this works, then he'll only deal half damage with weapon attacks that use strength.
Okay.
So, whoa, cool.
Neat.
Yeah, rad.
And that's a crit, so.
Nice.
Hey.
Yeah. Is there any damage attached to that?
No.
Okay. okay.
No, it's just concentration. And it's concentration. So
gotcha.
You can make a constitution. At the end of your turn, you can make a constitution saving throw to try to break it.
Okay.
So.
All right. So.
That's all I got. So.
Now it is the golem's turn. The golem, rather than standing up, which is a great sentence. What a great way to start something. Rather than standing up, it lays down and then kind of lifts its body up so that now it is a quadruped. With the glowing circle in the center pointing up on the torso.
So it's exorcist crawling now.
Yes. Precisely. Oh, God. And from that light beam, it extrudes what might be best described as a Gatling gun, but magic. Also, none of you would know what a Gatling gun is. And it's going to... So it's... Imagine, like, a cylinder. And that cylinder has many holes in it. And it's going to rapid-fire adamantine beads.
Oh! Uh-oh.
Just in a spray at everything in front of it.
Holy shit.
So I need all of you to make dexterity saving throws, please.
Oh. Holy cow.
That's able to hit everyone in the...
Yeah, it's...
There is.
10.
17.
And I don't suppose this is a spell.
13.
It's not a spell, no.
Even though it's magical?
I mean... It's magical in the sense that there wasn't a gun there before, and now there is.
That's true.
That's a hell of a magic trick.
11.
Okay.
I got a 29.
What?
I have a plus 10 in dexterity saving throws, and I rolled a 19.
I have a minus 1. I have a
plus 10 as well, but I rolled a 3, so didn't really do me much good.
I rolled exactly what my score or what my check was.
Okay, I'm doing a little math. Just a little wee smidge of math. So everybody who rolled above a 17...
Oh, I was right on 17.
...is going to take 31 points of...
Oh, no!
Piercing damage. Above 17... No, did I get that backwards? 17 is the DC. Yes. So everybody above 17 is going to take 15 points of damage. Everybody below 17 is going to take 31.
What about people who hit 17?
A little bit better.
Hit 17, so...
Holy cow!
By? Yeah, so that you met the DC.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought then, you were just hitting us with 60 points of damage on
the
first.
Yeah, same. My butthole puckered when the miss damage was 31.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Punch.
I wouldn't do that on a room hitting AoE attack. That's for single targets. Then I need all of you to make Constitution saving throws, please.
Yeah.
Ooh, Dragon's got good constitution, huh?
16.
We just got filled with anti-hatchling munitions.
We did.
22. We
24.
Yeah, I got 19 on that.
Total of 20.
Okay. Desmond, what did you get?
16.
Okay, so Desmond's the only one who's really going to be feeling this, but you are overcome by a wave of nausea. And you have the sickened condition.
Oh,
all of us, or just Desmond?
Just Desmond. The rest of you feel that nausea.
Oh, I guess there is no second turn nauseated condition in 5e. I'm now looking at the... hang on, I need to figure out what's most equivalent. The rest of you...
Maybe?
Yeah, I think it's going to be poisoned. The rest of you feel this wave of nausea, but it doesn't, like, stick with you. You manage to shake it off for the time being, but you suspect that as long as, you know, adamantine bullets have pierced your flesh, and I will say everybody who failed the save, there's definitely at least one adamantine, like, orb that is stuck in you somewhere.
I hork up some frozen adamantine beads from my maw.
So, Desmond, you are poisoned, which means you have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
That's peachy. Okay.
Of all the people who could be hit by that, yeah, you're probably the best off.
Yeah.
And then the adamantine golem is going to extrude a beam that splits in three and appears to be targeting three of the damaged and broken adamantine golem husks nearest it. And now it's Terrajux's turn.
Wish he fucking wouldn't.
Do something about it.
So this thing is like within... Did it move forward at all while it was doing that?
No, it has remained in place.
Okay.
Hang on, Joe, you can...
Oh, I have to make my constitution saving throw. You're right. What's the DC on that?
16.
Okay, it does fail that this turn, so it remains bound by whatever this shadow magic is.
I texted you what the spell was.
Oh, so. I cannot hear my phone when I have my headset on.
So this Gatling gun and these beams that are being extruded out of its golem orifice, it looks like there's like active magic fountaining out of that to sustain the gun and also produce these.
Yep.
I would like to, as I am flying towards this thing, looking around in the bits of ruined golems that are just all over the place for like a sheet or a discarded helmet or some piece of adamantium that looks about sized right, where I could either jam it into that hole or cover it over.
Make an investigation check.
Okay. That is going to be an 18.
Yeah, you're able to find a chunk that looks roughly the correct size.
Okay. I would like to fly by, sweep it up, and then I'm going to use my speed plus tempest magic to get in range to basically, I want to lunge forward and do a gust of wind assisted, like, plant this chunk of adamantium into that slot as far as I can to try to stem this flow of magic, or at least like deflect it.
Okay. Make a... Oh, I don't even know what kind of check.
I know.
Make a spellcasting check.
Alright. That is really... Okay, that's awesome. That is going to be a 24.
Yeah, so you basically like airlift this slab of adamantine onto the torso, and it drops right through this like gun emplacement like it's ethereal, and it lands on top, and the gun kind of dissipates as the flow of magic is cut off.
Okay. And then I would like to land on top of that that plate there, just a little bit more weight for whatever is coming next, and just shout my plan to the rest of the team and basically say, "Hole's plugged, deal with it."
That's your plan.
Make it stop.
Where were the beams coming from? The same gun?
The beams are not coming from the hole. The beams are coming from, I guess, where the neck would be on the torso.
Oh, okay.
So, and they're not like direct connections. They're definitely like locked on rather than just like a straight line of light, if that makes sense. They're more like tendrils of light than they are beams, I guess would be.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Anything else you're going to do, Terrajax?
I've still got Gust of Wind going, so that's my...
Okay.
That's my spell. I'm just keeping it pointed directly straight down to try to either pin this thing to the ground or at the very least kind of hold the plate onto the opening.
Okay. Okay. That brings us back around to the top of the order with Chet.
Is there... So it fell on its tuchus.
It did.
Did it move at all away from me?
It did not move at all.
Okay, so there's still grease below it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know that Ched really has a whole lot of experience with grease.
what a sentence.
We've set it on fire before.
It is
flammable, yeah, but he was...
Yeah, this is a...
He has
adamantium, though?
He has a cold breath. He has a cold breath.
Does
so
grease
he could
freeze?
Try to yeah.
That sounds gross.
Can I roll a nature check?
Sure.
The nature of grease.
The nature of grease.
16? 16.
Yeah, if you get it cold enough, grease will freeze.
Okay,
I don't know if that's actually true in real life. Don't at me.
I'm going to use my breath weapon on... So, Terrajux is on its back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to angle it so the breath weapon only hits the golem. So, and I don't...
Yeah.
That'll either mean that I can't try to freeze the ground below its arms or its legs. So...
I mean, so the grease patch is under the what was originally its legs.
Okay, so I will try to hit just the legs. Okay. Is that possible?
Yeah. Okay. It's tall.
And okay. Where are all of my D8s?
That is a question I cannot answer for you.
There's three of them, and there's a fourth. Do I have a fifth? Okay. Here's half the damage. 10, 13, 19, 25 plus 36, 40, 44, 50. 50 cold damage.
Okay. The damage
and
is done.
It gets a DC. Well, it could take half. It gets a DC 15 con save.
That is important. It does. It gets a 16. So
okay. Half. So it takes 25 cold damage.
Yep. Okay. Anything else?
And then I'm gonna try to interact with these beams too. Like, wave a hand through one, try and grab it or block it?
Yeah, so when you, like, let's say you hold up a wing to, like, see if you can block it. Yeah, that does interrupt the beam, and it is no longer attached to the adamantine golem shell that it was pointing towards.
But they're all coming from the same...
They're all coming from the
them,
same...
Right?
Yeah, there are three beams. They're all coming from the same location on the large golem, but they are attached to different husks on the floor.
And I can only... Like,
can
even
only
at
reach,
this force of all of those beams, I can only reach one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's my turn.
Okay. Back around to Desmond.
Oh, boy. I don't even know what to do.
You didn't take your destroy adamantine golem spell when you last long rested?
No, I didn't. What I was planning on doing was just banishing it, but I think that'll screw everything up. So.
Mm.
Also, it'll come back.
Yeah, I mean, it'll come back, but we won't be here.
Also, is it magic resistant?
Probably.
Good point. Is there a place I can magic missile it?
I mean, you can magic missile whatever you want. That's the whole shtick.
Is there a glowing?
Even the darkness.
There was a glowing point, but Waffle covered it up. I'm sorry, yeah. Terrajux covered it up.
There was evil coming out of that glowing point.
There was evil.
I don't think that's its weak point. I think that's its strong point.
Evil pouring from the hole.
Boy.
I think its designers left that hole uncovered as a weapon, not a design flaw.
It was on purpose.
I think I'm just going to delay my turn until after Terrajux moves, and then I'm going to hit it with the magic missile, and I'm going to tell Terrajux that.
Okay.
I'm going to hit it with the missiles.
So that brings us to Falrock.
Are any of its hands currently holding a weapon still, or is it fully
so
busy being a quadruped?
When it flipped over onto its back, the hands that had weapons in them, so the sword and the crossbow, kind of flipped over to rest against the forearms. The other end of the arm that was now pointing towards the floor split into like four supporting appendages.
Oh, a General Grievous then.
Yeah.
Okay. It had retractable weapons and then General Grievous. Okay. This thing. Let's just go from the top ropes.
The people's elbow.
But specifically with my fists, the adamantine gauntleted fists.
That seems wise.
Yeah, not gonna throw my actual elbow.
That would hurt, and not the golem.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna. Drop from the ceiling and make two unarmed strikes at it. Oh, great. That is a 16 and a 17.
Neither of those are going to hit.
Okay. Clank.
Clunk.
Okay. You know what? I'll burn a key point to Flurry of Blows and try to hit it again.
All right.
18 and 19.
The 19 hits.
Okay.
Oof. Holy cow.
It's almost like it's made out of the hardest metal on the planet.
Yeah. Well, that's 11 damage. Okay.
All right. Your gauntlet does leave a noticeable dent.
Well, that's good. At least we have that.
Does it have, like, any noticeable... I guess its eyes, is that what it's using to target us?
It doesn't have any discernible eyes.
Okay.
It's just got, like, a neck hole?
Not even a hole.
Oh.
Mm.
So the beams are just coming out of the surface?
Yep.
It's using microwaves to track us.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, you got it. The source of power and change that the runes were referring to is actually
microwave.
Just a little microwave. this is the lunchroom or the break room, and they microwave their burritos.
We're gonna go make a hot pocket, and then we're gonna throw it at the council, and it's gonna land on their face. They're gonna be like, "Ah, hot! The hottest substance known to man."
Exquisite. Do anything else, Falrock?
I'm gonna say loud, maybe we don't want change. What if things stay the same?
Are you trying to engage in a philosophical debate with this golem?
I'm trying to see if that's the shutoff word. I'm trying to find its off phrase. Because I found the on phrase. I need the off phrase.
Uh-huh. Talking was the on phrase.
We had talked in the room.
Oh, I... Ched talked... No, Ched was making... Daniel was making a joke in Ched's character.
I could have sworn we had said something.
No. As soon as everybody saw what the... That the golem was there, everybody's like, I'm going to sneak. Real sneaky-like.
Yeah.
That's an exact transcript. You can go back and check the tape.
I'll enroll the tape.
Yeah, that doesn't turn the golem off, shockingly.
Okay. Well, hey, it was worth a try.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Look, I've had a lot of bad ideas tonight, and that's okay. I've tried.
You know what? I think it would take you about 100 episodes to equalize out the bad idea scale.
I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, Leyland's got a big lead on you.
It is Leyland's turn.
All right.
I guess for reference, also, Falrock, you're standing on top of this with Terrajux now.
Hi, yeah, Falrock. We're fucked.
Not yet.
I'd say.
Not yet.
I think you all are going to get impaled before me.
Yeah, my bird shot.
Yeah. I want to look around because I remember you mentioning that there were adamantium crossbow bolts embedded in the wall. I want to look if there's any on the ground or any on the wall that look loose enough for me to pull out and use.
Make an investigation check.
All right. Total 18.
Yeah. You managed to find, some of those bolts that are, they're either just loose on the ground or you can kind of shimmy them out of the wall because they're adamantine. they would only fit in your siege crossbow.
Oh no, totally. That's what I figured.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Well, I would like to fire one of them. Trying to think with them on top of it where the best aim point would be.
Legs?
Yeah, I was about to say, I want to go for one of the legs.
Or if you can shoot one into the big glowy hole and Falrock can punch it in, that'd be pretty cool too.
Are the legs frozen to the ground?
I was going
to
say one of like the former arms.
Yeah, one of the arms that is now a leg.
Those will be harder to hit because they are behind the original legs.
Well,
just hit a leg. It'll be moved. Fine.
Yeah.
I believe in
you. All right. Oh. That's a total of 16.
That's not going to do it, I'm afraid. Right. The weight of this bolt throws your aim off. It's hard.
All right, well, I'm going to try one more. Or did the actually finding them count as
finding
one of
them?
My
yeah, would have been that would have taken up your bonus action.
All right, I would like to move.
That was your
to
bonus
like
action,
a...
but still have your other multi attack though, right?
Yes, that's fair.
All right, well then I like to refocus myself and aim and fire again.
Mm-hmm.
That's better. Total of 22.
That does hit.
Right. What would be the damage on these bolts?
What
am I rolling here?
You're going to roll 2d12.
Holy cow.
We gotta get some.
I'm taking a few of these home.
Yeah. Well, you gotta make it out first. But, you know, after that.
And then can I still add... Do I add any modifiers?
Still add your
dexterity
to that, yes.
Okay. Oh, 12. And 16. Total 21.
Pretty good. Oof. Pretty good. Okay. Anything else?
Nope. And that was for like whatever the front leg like closest to me was.
So you definitely like you shear some of that leg open, and there's definitely some kind of mechanism inside from what you can see, but it's not like traditional clockwork. Like
There aren't any gears or anything. You're not really sure what you're looking at, just that there is stuff in there and it's moving.
Does it also look like it's made out of adamantium?
Yes.
Yeah, that was my question.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I believe it is now the golem's turn. So what the golem is going to do is the back legs, which were its arms, are going to push off, and the whole thing is going to flip over, like, so oh, from no. torso pointing up to torso pointing down.
Oh.
And Terrajux, can you please make a strength saving throw?
Presumably to avoid being crushed.
I mean, maybe.
I have a 15 foot of forced movement jet facing upward now. Does that confer any kind of benefit here?
Is it? It still would be pointing down, wouldn't it?
Well, so I'm...
Like, is the gust of wind's direction relevant to you, or do you fix it in place and then you can change it later?
I assumed it was a fixed frame of reference, but my frame of reference was the back of the golem.
That feels iffy to me.
All right. Worth it. I rolled a total of... 10.
Yeah. So that adamantine plate just falls off with you on top, underneath it.
Uh-huh.
And you are going to take a number.
At least I'm nice and safe under my plate.
It's true. You're going to take 20 points of being squashed damage. That's the technical term in the DMG. You can look it up.
And they go, ow, my bones! I wasn't supposed to get adamantine in those!
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the first thing it does. Then, the beam of light, or rather the light circle, is now, exposed again, and it emits a jet of energy, and the entire construct lifts up off the ground as though on a jetpack.
Wait, hang on. Where did I get squished as well?
You weren't standing on the adamantine plate that Terrajux was.
Oh, okay, true.
So I assume that you started jogging in place and you're just hanging out on its underside now.
Yes. No, that's fine. I'm still on its chest. Okay.
So it loops the... No, I guess it would be on the front now. I'm having to keep track of this thing's, like, arm locations in three-dimensional space. So that arm with the crossbow is now going to... start firing adamantine crossbow bolts that are very large. And it seems to be able to... It's, like, fully automatic. So it's going to fire one at the three individuals that it can still see in the room. Or that are, you know, within firing range. It's not going to point a crossbow at its own underbelly and shoot Falrock with it.
Shame. It's intelligent. That's a shame.
Isn't it just? Isn't it just a shame? Chad, what is your armor class now?
17.
That's pretty good. I really gotta get better about knocking things off my desk. 17, so that's gonna hit Desmond for sure. That's gonna hit Terrajux for sure.
I'm underneath an
adamantine. Oh, not Terrajux, Leyland. I'm sorry, you're correct. It's like, no, I have something else in store for you.
I know.
What? I'm 17 as well.
Yes, but it rolled separately for the three of you.
Yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And those bolts are 2d12.
So did it hit me too?
Yes. No, no, I lied. It didn't. Oh. It didn't hit you. I'm cool. A lying liar who lies.
So Leolin, that's going to be 18 points of damage, and you need to make a concentration check for your spell.
Yep.
Desmond, that's going to be 16 points of damage. Leyland, what was your check?
I failed.
Okay, so the shadow beam that has been extending from Leyland to the adamantine golem this whole time splutters and flickers out, and the sword, which it was kind of dragging a little bit as it now hovers in midair, is back to what looks like full strength, basically. It looked like it was having a little bit of trouble lifting it. Those two beams that are still connected to golems are going to pulse, and then those golem is a different thing. Those two golem husks are going to be lifted up off the ground and zoom over to the large adamantine golem, and as they do, they kind of reshape themselves into additional arms.
Oh no. Lovely.
Terrajux.
Hi.
The jet of magical energy is now superheating this adamantine plate.
Oh no.
So you are going to take an additional 5 points of fire damage, just okay. Because it's like sitting over that and pointing literally a jet engine directly down onto you.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
And now it is your turn.
I would use my bonus action to turn the gust of wind the other way around and push the adamantine plate 15 feet upward.
Okay.
Fails a strength save? Question mark.
I think, first of all, I'm not going to make you do this now, but I should have had you concentrate on that.
I'll do that. I have War Mage.
I'm fine. He says.
I'm great at those. I rolled a nat 20. I'm great.
Yeah, you are great. rather than having the adamantine plate make a strength saving throw, I am instead going to have you make a spellcasting check, because that feels like it makes more sense.
Okay. Yeah, that is going to be a total of 18.
Okay, yeah. So that blows the adamantine plate back up, and I want you to be fully aware of the consequences of your actions here. Uh-huh. Where you plug up the jet engine that is keeping this entire golem suspended.
Yes.
Which means that gravity reasserts itself.
Uh-huh. Do I have the rest of my turn before it paces me?
Because
I think it would be cool if I swooped out of there in time, but, you know.
I think I'll give you a dexterity. Okay. Were you intending for this to happen?
So my intention here,
or were
was,
you? Did you not think about the consequences?
So my intention here was that as this plate gets closer and closer to the underbelly of this golem, the jet is now pushing against a flat surface that is closer, and it's going to have more force. I wanted to slam this thing up into the ceiling with its own jet because it was suddenly like taken off guard by the surface that it was pushing against.
I see.
And then afterwards, you know, maybe the molten plate would get stuck and then I would roll out of the way, but it would, you know, it'd hang out up there for a bit.
Or gets jettisoned back at you.
So,
or fucking pace me, I don't know.
The difference, the thing here, and I appreciate that, but what it was actually pushing against was the ground and you.
Sure.
The plate itself was not the primary, like, point of force.
So I plug the jet and it starts falling. And I go, this was really important stuff to know. And then I crashed.
Can you please make a dexterity saving throw with advantage?
Uh-huh. I wish I could change some of my life decisions.
That is a 14.
Specifically the last 6 seconds.
Okay. You do the windy thing and like zip out from underneath this, but you do get clipped on the way. And you are going to take 8 points of bludgeoning damage from just, like, the golem hitting you as it falls down.
Ooh, that's gonna bruise!
But the good news is, you aren't tomato sauce.
And the other good news is, the golem just fell with all of its weight onto the floor on top of a superheated piece of adamantium.
It's true. That all of that did happen, yes.
I don't know anything about smithing, but to me, that seems like a good way to weld a plate. We'll see. In the brief moments I've had where I could see the hole without the plate on it, it looks like it's like hollow in there or some kind of apparatus, or is it just like blinding white light and I can't really tell?
You can't make out what's inside the hole.
Okay. I am going to continue rolling away from this thing because that was my bonus action.
Sure.
And I'm going to cast Shatter on the crossbow bits.
Okay.
The top part. So that is a DC 18 Constitution saving throw, and it has disadvantage because it is a construct, I believe.
That is perfectly valid, yes. I do appreciate that everybody is throwing constitution saving throws at it, though, because that's... It's
good. All I got. It's all I got.
Even with disadvantage, it does get a 19.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, it's going to take 5 thunder damage.
Aw. Okay.
And then I fly 30 feet up into the air, directly above it.
You know what? Lining yourself up with it on any of the 3 axes of movement has worked out really well for you so far.
It's gonna suck either way, but we're gonna try this one. And
okay, we're gonna stop there because we have been recording for an hour, and that's the end of the initiative order. So this has been adventuresome.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've been Joe, your host and dungeon master, for an Alchemist Club fight scene. We don't get many of those.
Don't have the budget.
It's true. You're going to be getting... This is the next 5 episodes after this are bottle episodes. I'm sorry. That's all we can afford. If you wish to get in touch with us, you can do so at thealchemistclub88@gmail.com or thealchemistsclub88@gmail.com. I'm tired. And my brain just defaults to, like, the start of the outro. I've done this in so many episodes recently, and it's driving me insane. You can
Bye!
You can find us on any podcast hosting platform of your choice. Matthew, what are our socials?
It's at @thealchemist_club on Twitter and @thealchemistclub on TikTok.
And our intrepid adventurers were...
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
See ya.
Adios.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Cheers.